From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Elena Kagan has been dean of the Harvard Law School and U.S. Solicitor General. Now she can add another job to her resume, Supreme Court Justice. She was sworn in today by Chief Justice John Roberts. NPR's Allison Key says she is the fourth woman to serve on the high court.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts first administered the constitutional oath to Kagan in a private ceremony in the court's justices' room, with only her family present. In a second ceremony in the Supreme Court building, Kagan stood before wood-paneled walls and a fireplace in a dark suit and ivory top, raised her right hand, and repeated the oath.
I, Elena Kagan, do solemnly swear
that I will administer justice without respect to persons.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
As part of her oath, Kagan also vowed to do equal right to the poor and to the rich. And finally, Robert said,
congratulations.
Kagan won't be formally seated on the court until October 1st, but Robert says she took the oath today so that she could begin work right away. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
2 weeks of flooding have taken a big toll in Pakistan. An estimated 1,500 people have died, and authorities are evacuating tens of thousands of people who live near dams under pressure from flooding. Rescue teams in India have recovered more bodies in the Himalayas, where flash floods killed at least 130 people yesterday. Veer Singh reports the disaster struck at the height of the tourist season.
India's foreign ministry says some overseas visitors have been, in its words, affected by the tragedy, but does not mention a number or give any other details. The army is leading rescue and recovery efforts and has deployed sniffer dogs and equipment as it searches for survivors from under the rubble of collapsed homes. Survivors in Leh, the main town in the Ladakh region of India's Jammu and Kashmir state, say entire buildings were washed away when a brief but heavy downpour triggered a deadly wave of water, mud, and rocks. Water levels have reportedly fallen, leaving Leh and nearby villages covered in mud. Highways connecting the region with the rest of India remain blocked, but the airport is now operating. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
Six Americans were among the 10 medical aid workers killed in an ambush in northern Afghanistan. The Taliban claims they were targeted because they were spies and preaching Christianity. That accusation is denied by Dirk Franz of the International Assistance Mission.
Some of them have actually been here for decades. The team leader first came to Afghanistan in 76, but all of them came to basically serve the people of Afghanistan. And to kill these people is totally senseless.
The team was attacked as it was returning to Kabul. Explosions at a market in Basra, Iraq, killed at least 20 people and injured dozens more. There are conflicting reports on what might have caused the back-to-back blasts. From Washington, this is NPR. Fidel Castro got a warm welcome on his first official appearance in 4 years. Members of the Cuban parliament cheered the 84-year-old Castro, who seemed fit but needed some assistance walking. In his brief speech, he warned the world about the threat of nuclear war, and he appealed to President Obama to try to prevent it. President Obama's taking credit for shoring up Medicare, the health care program for seniors. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the president says seniors are benefiting from his health care overhaul.
President Obama says Medicare has a stronger foundation thanks to the health care law he signed in March.
Medicare isn't just a program. It's a commitment to America's seniors that after working your whole life, you've earned the security of quality health care you can afford.
Speaking in his weekly address, Mr. Obama welcomed a report that says the cost cuts prompted by the overhaul will help Medicare stay afloat for a dozen years longer than previously projected. Republicans are taking a swipe at the president over taxes. The president wants to let a series of tax cuts for the wealthy expire, but Illinois Congressman Peter Roskam says that would not be a good idea.
Every dollar in new taxes owed is a dollar that can't be used to pay current employees or hire new workers.
Roskam was speaking in the GOP address. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Home repairs can be frustrating, and that's the case at the International Space Station. Spacewalking astronauts today had a tough time replacing a coolant pump that shut down last weekend, knocking out half of the space station's cooling system. They ran out of time today, and so another spacewalk is on the agenda. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.
Support